Dreamscape presents Alexander Hamilton, The Making of America by Terry Canefield, narrated by Pete Cross. Prologue, The Duel. On a mild summer morning, just after dawn, two men met on the dueling grounds in Weehawken, New Jersey. They were armed with Wajan dueling pistols, heavy, elegant flintlock pistols with highly polished, curved wooden handles and brass barrels almost 11 inches long. One of the men was Aaron Burr, Vice President of the United States. The other was former United States Secretary of the Treasury, Alexander Hamilton. The year was 1804. A few weeks earlier, Burr had demanded that Hamilton apologize for 15 years of insults. When Hamilton refused, Burr challenged him to a duel, and Hamilton accepted. Hamilton declined to practice before their meeting, even though he probably hadn't fired a pistol since the Revolutionary War. During the days leading up to the duel, he'd spent time getting his affairs in order, writing farewell letters, and redrafting his will. On his writing desk, he left a lengthy declaration containing this statement, "I have resolved to throw away my first fire, and I have thought even of reserving my second fire," and thus giving a double opportunity to Burr to pause and reflect. He'd also said this to a friend who begged him not to squander his first shot, but Hamilton had made up his mind.